Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of AGRUSA Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website, agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks Home Security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them. Greetings. We welcome you to this episode of Real Time News. This is James Powell. Make sure that you follow us and share and go to all of our outlets. And just to let you know, I am going to do something I have never done. I am going to play one of my breaking news videos. I just released it. I typically do not do this, but I'm going to do it after I do the verse of the day. But I welcome you to our show. We are in a fight for our country. Just letting you know, we are in a fight for our country. And I'm asking you, are you going to be one to stand up? Are you ready to stand up, stand strong, and make sure that you truly fight for our country and for your future and your family's future? But before we get into anything else, let's do as we always do. First of all, welcome. Let's go to the verse of the day. Ephesians 2:19 and 20. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. The thoughts on today's verse: we belong. That's what the Apostle Paul is telling us. We are not outsiders or second-class citizens or Johnny-come-lately. We are children of God. Because of grace, we belong. We are part of God's house. The foundation of that house is made up of the apostles and prophets. The cornerstone of that house is Jesus himself. Incredibly, we are also a part of this holy house of God. We belong. And let me tell you, I want to remind you, no matter what happens, no matter what is going on, if you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you're part of the family of God. And we are in a world today, and I'm going to get into this probably a little bit more, but we are living in a world today that's trying to separate us, and they are trying to divide us as American citizens. Let's hold together, stand up for our freedoms, stand up for our family, stand up for our faith. That is so key, so key. They are trying to divide us. United we stand, divided we fall. Let's stand up for truth. All right, before I play my video, I want to let you know and show you that we now have, I've been adding to the website, and I will eventually get a domain name for real-time news. I've been looking at it. I'm getting ready to change a few with my job. I'm getting ready to change a few things, so I'm having to... I may be a day delayed in the news. We'll see what happens. But I want to let you know, I now have it where you can find us on all of our video cast platforms. There's Rumble, BitChute, and Odyssey. You can go directly to, and after I get done recording, I upload these, I'm actually going to be probably adding UGIT and brand new tube. Possibly we'll see, but I'm looking at eventually if I can get enough sponsors going live on Rumble. I haven't done that yet on purpose, trying to maximize my dollars. And then also you can follow us on our social media. The main one, Getter. Please go to Getter and follow us. In fact, let me just go to this and show you. It's James Powell. You can look up James Powell, follow me, and just go here, click on these. Telegram is Real Time News, Cloud Hub, MeWe, and Gab. These are, either it's a Real Time News or James Powell, something to that effect, one or the other. Go ahead and click here, and you can go directly to the social media platforms we are on. I want to remind you, you can put your ad here for $50 a month. We would love, we're getting ready to change that and have a revolving banner. And of course, you can go to our video podcast there too. We have added on, we have 100% Fed Up, Gateway Pundit, the Epoch or Epic Times, Right Side Broadcasting. You can come right here for all of these news. We got True News, and then Bannon War Room. These are pulled directly from there. And then we have The Daily, the SRN Cartoon, the local Treasure Coast News, the different sections of the Treasure Coast, Big League Politics, First Freedom Network, and then Revolver News, Bongino Report, Larry Elder, Town Hall News. There's I got that twice. I have Town Hall Videos and then Town Hall News, Daily Wire. So there, we are bringing you a variety of different news articles. So there you have it. All right, let's get to, I typically do not do this. In fact, I don't ever remember doing this, but I am playing you just a little. I did a quick news clip, and I'm going to go ahead and drop the link to it below because I want you to share this. This just really, this upsets me. I'm just going to tell you. Look at the title. Breaking news. South Florida business requiring vaccine card for employment. It's happening. It's happening here in South Florida. I'll just hush and I'll play this. I just released this. This is breaking news. We do have breaking news that a local South Florida business is requiring vaccines. South Florida local business is requiring vaccines. I just got the letter yesterday, and don't let the media fool you. And everyone's saying, oh, Florida is a free state. Well, there are businesses that are starting to require the vaccine. I'm going to go to the letter I received. The scope, and at this time, I am not giving the name of the business or the county it's in yet, but just letting you know, it's in South Florida. Here it is. I highlighted the area. This policy is based on their policy is based on the guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, and is designed to comply with all applicable federal, state, and local laws. Baloney. Governor DeSantis has already stated there will not be vaccine passports or vaccine, basically, the requirement. This policy applies to all employees. Compliance with this policy is a condition for all employees to be able to work at the club. Vaccination requirement. Consistent with the CDC's guidance to prevent infection and spread of COVID-19, the club will require all employees to get fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 15th, 2021, unless an exemption from this policy has been granted as an accommodation or otherwise. For more on the accommodation and exemption process, they have a place to see below. Employees who fail to comply with this policy will not be allowed to enter any club facility subject to reasonable accommodation and other requirements of applicable law. Proof of vaccination. Employees must provide written proof of vaccination from a vaccination administrator or a CDC-issued vaccination card. including the vaccination place, date, and names on or before October 15, 2021. And I ask you this, are you ready to stand for your freedoms? Is this Germany? Are we heading to concentration camps? I'm just saying. They are forcing us. This is against the Nuremberg Code. Fight for your freedom. Thank you. We'll possibly be doing a follow-up with this. I'm going to see how this plays out. And if it plays out. All right. I'm stopping it there. There you have it. I never play my own video, but I am frustrated. I'm upset, and it's coming. It's coming. Get ready to stand up for your rights and for your freedom. All right. And I ask you to share that video. Share that video. That way people know there are businesses in South Florida that the media thinks, oh, Florida's free, Florida's free. Well, there are power-hungry people that don't want to release the power. Revealed, Pennsylvania GOP Senate leader Jake Corman is preventing Senator Doug Mastriano from issuing subpoenas for forensic audit. And I believe there is a video there. Nope, I'm wrong. So, Senator Corman is just another rhino Democrat who is unwilling to look at the greatest American crime in history. Election experts, Professor Dave Clements and Seth Keschel, and reminding you, Seth Keschel is a statistician. He just looks at stats. That's it. And he said there is something wrong. Estimated conservatively at least 424,000 fraudulent votes in the state of Pennsylvania in 2020. And to just kind of give you an overview, this is Seth Keschel stats. The red means there's major fraud, yellow, possibly a little, green are the good counties. The bottom line, there is corruption. So Corman is preventing Mastriano from issuing the subpoenas. So if you live in Pennsylvania, contact Corman, let him know. He's done. All right, Arizona lawmakers launch Arizonans for Voter ID Act and will require voter ID no matter how, when, where the ballot is cast. So they do have a video. Let's go to the video. And it's just a lot better than me trying to read to you. So here you go. It's not a very long one. And I do have several videos. I'm going to more videos because me stumbling across words, it's better you hearing from the professionals. All right, here it is.
Jordan Conradson with Gateway Pundit. I'm here with Arizona State Rep. Jake Hoffman outside the Arizona Capitol. They just announced a new ballot initiative, the Arizonans for Voter ID Act. Can you tell us a little bit about it real quick?
Well, look, Jordan, the majority of voters want voter ID. They want universal voter ID. And quite honestly, election integrity is the civil rights issue of our day. And so to give voters confidence in the outcome of the elections, that means they have to have confidence in who's voting. And voter ID is one of the tried and true ways. 82% of Arizonans support it. That includes 93% of Republicans, 83% of Independents, and 69% of Democrats. This is not a partisan issue. This is a common sense issue. And quite honestly, we should have Democrats standing behind us too. We just know they won't because they'd rather promulgate conspiracy theories than actually support the will of the people.
So, Who will be able to obtain voter ID?
Everyone can get a voter ID. There are multiple forms that are outlined in this ballot initiative and that are free to people. And so there is no issue with getting ID. It's just a matter of prioritizing in our election system and ensuring there's security in that process.
Will this initiative prevent illegal immigrants from voting?
It certainly won't hurt. It will help, absolutely. I mean, look, there's no reason that non-citizens should be voting in American elections. This is something that it's the foundation of our republic, and citizens are the ones that should determine our leaders, not non-citizens.
That's right. So correct me if I'm wrong, but to get on a federal, to get registered for the federal only ballot, you only need a name, a birthday, an address, and a signature. What are you guys going to do about that to clean that up?
Well, so that's an issue stemming from a court case. That the federal only ballot, thankfully, only is 11,000 ballots in the state of Arizona, or approximately 11,000. However, all voters, regardless of whether you're a federal only ballot or not, should show ID when they go to turn in a ballot or to vote day of, and this ballot initiative would require that.
Is there anything the state legislature can do to prevent people from being registered without proof of citizenship?
Well, because it stems from a court case, that is something that has already been tried, and unfortunately the federal only ballot stands. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that is just the way it is. And so it's our job to ensure that there is integrity in the election and integrity in the process and integrity in the outcome of our...
Okay, there you have it. We're having corruption come out all over. I'm telling you, it is so much corruption. All right, another debacle. Biden admin scraps plan to charge Americans evacuating from Afghanistan $2,000 after public outrage. Maria Bartiromo goes off. And here again, another video. It's better you watch her than listen to me read it. Here we go.
State Department is scrapping plans to charge U.S. citizens evacuated from Afghanistan $2,000 for the flight out of Kabul. This comes after widespread criticism. In an advisory sent out last week, the State Department said that federal law requires the fee and that a person's passport could not be renewed until the money was paid back. James Freeman, your thoughts on this, as it is just so hypocritical that U.S. citizens are being asked to pay $2,000 to get a flight out of Kabul, and yet we've got an unknown number of migrants coming across the border. They are being processed, put on planes, and flown to wherever they want and wherever they say they have family and supporters. They don't pay for that. We do. Taxpayers do.
You don't know whether to laugh or cry seeing this level of incompetence. All of the big things that were forgotten, neglected, all of the advice from Afghanistan, from State Department people on the ground, ignored or not understood by the White House, and somebody remembered to charge $2,000 for each of these plane seats. You might say, oh, well, it's at least the Biden administration is being very careful with tax dollars. But of course, you know, that's not true, because they're in the midst of trying to get $4.5 or $5.5 trillion of spending on all sorts of new money losing subsidy projects through the Congress. So this is just, it's sort of the cherry on the sundae of this chaotic, embarrassing withdrawal from Afghanistan.
That's right. And that's why I was so outraged by those 19 senators who agreed to go forward with an infrastructure plan and open the door for the $5.5 trillion spending plan. I don't want to hear a peep about any spending on anything until the border is fixed. We've got massive narcotics coming into this country, killing our people, 93,000 overdoses last year because of fentanyl. We've got human trafficking going on, and the Biden administration will not acknowledge it. And you've got 19 Republicans agreeing to spend money on a green economy, Dagan?
That's right. I want to be clear about something with this State Department fee. This is actually federal law that requires the State Department to charge this money. And I think that they, in all the failings by the Biden administration dealing with Afghanistan, they made clear yesterday they have no intention of charging this money, that they'll be waiving the fee. The evacuations have picked up in the last 24 hours, 5,700 people evacuated. That's more than 350 per flight. That's over max capacity. We've got 12,700 people who've been evacuated since August 14th, but you still have some estimates of people, the 18,000 Afghans that have applied for those special immigrant visas. At least half, if not more, are outside of Kabul. So as General Keane and Senator Lindsey Graham write about this today in the Wall Street Journal, it is paramount to ensure the safety of these people, these allies who have supported us for the last 20 years. And the date of extraction needs to be extended if it means saving those allies who dedicated their lives to America.
Yeah. It's also federal law not to illegally cross the border, isn't it?
Right, but that, right. And I agree, mm-hmm. like, people are upset about the yesterday, yeah. the image of the child being handed to the U.S. soldier over the kind of barbed wire in Afghanistan. Where is the outrage over these images of children who were being trafficked into the United States being lowered over, you know, a wall or a fence or abandoned in the middle of the night? So, again, if you have a heart about the suffering of children, it should apply to children everywhere, whether it's at the border or in Afghanistan.
All right, let's get back to business. We're going to talk with the president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank next.
All right, there we got it. It's crazy. The idiots. Well, that's enough said. Enough said. All right. 2,000 evacuated from Afghanistan over the past 24 hours, including 325 Americans, Pentagon. So there have been more, which you're in Afghanistan, but why not focus on the Americans, put America first. The America First agenda, that is what the America First agenda is all about. Putting Americans first. That's it. Putting Americans first. So, I mean, I guess I do not understand the idea of not putting Americans first. It's horrible. It's horrible. Very horrible. All right. Next article, and this is going a little bit longer. I've had major issues with doing this episode. Diplomats in Kabul rejected Biden withdrawal plan, warned administration of possible catastrophe in descent. So they knew. The cable dated July 13th. Called for the State Department to use tougher language in describing the atrocities being committed by the Taliban, the report added. So, and here again, here is another report. Looks like this is CNN. Let's go to this. There's a lot of videos, a lot of news coming out, and we're going to have to kind of, you need to just be very careful and not listen to everything. And, just try to find out the truth.
We have some breaking news for you in our world lead. State Department officials tell CNN that more than a month before Afghanistan collapsed to the Taliban, a group of U.S. diplomats in Kabul warned Secretary of State Antony Blinken of a possible catastrophe in the country and urged the Biden administration to do much more to get Afghan allies out of there. CNN's Kylie Atwood is live for us at the State Department. Kylie, what more can you tell us about this memo?
Yeah, this was a dissent memo that was written mostly by diplomats who were at the embassy in Kabul, telling the State Department, telling Secretary of State Tony Blinken that they thought that there should be more action taken on behalf of the State Department to prepare for what they saw as the eventual evacuation of these Afghans applying for visas and refugee status in the United States. Of course, the backdrop being they were on the ground, they were watching what was happening in the country. In the months following President Biden's announcement that the U.S. was going to withdraw their troops, these Taliban gains that were mounting across the country, they were urging the State Department to do more. Now, the reason that this is significant is because, first of all, a dissent memo is only written by diplomats if they feel that their voice is not being heard. It is a way for them to dissent to the Secretary of State with what is happening at that moment in time, hoping that changes can be made. Second of all, it is important because we hear President Biden in his interview just recently with ABC not saying that anything went wrong in terms of the U.S. withdrawal here. It is very clear now, as we are seeing in this dissent memo, that there were State Department officials saying, look, things are going to happen. It could get bad, but let's take steps now so that we can mitigate against the worst case scenario, against a case scenario where we are totally out of control, where it is chaos, and we are watching that chaos unfold right now at the airport in Kabul. Jay.
Okay, that's that. I want to remind you take a moment, remind you that you can support us, paypal.me/JJMediaLLC. Also go the link around this video, anchor.fm/TCoastRealTimeNews/message. Leave us a message of your name and state you're from, and just a scripture verse, how you're dealing with everything. And if you'd like to put your business or ministry on this slide, what we will start doing is having a scrolling below or a name showing all the time, $10 per week. And we also have the opportunity to do it on our website too. So just wanted to toss that out there real quick. Okay, what we're going to do, I'm having to cut this a little short. I'm gonna end with the Rhino GOP leaders blocking election investigation. We are in a fight for our country. We are in a fight for our country. This is the bottom line. We are fighting for our country, and I'm asking you, are you ready to stand up? You saw the video at the beginning, the already in South Florida, business requiring a vaccine passport. We're going to see where this goes. I know this is true. I know this is true. Of course, I showed the letter. All right, let's go to this. This will be the ending video, and then we'll see. I'll just end the episode letting you know where you can get connected with us. Let's go to this video.
Boris, go to now. Tell me about Georgia. Are they going to put Fulton County in receivership? Cleta Mitchell thinks that Raffensperger wants to do it to cover his tracks. What is happening in Georgia?
So back to Arizona for a second. Again, in the next several days, maybe a week out, you're going to see this report that is going to be the major inflection point in the 3 November movement, because it'll be likely the first report that comes out of one of these audits, and then it will be digested by the state Senate, and then it'll become public. So that's Arizona. All eyes continue to be on Arizona and Georgia.
Yeah.
The Fulton County receivership is very interesting because that's Raffensperger's drive, right? So why would he want to do that? We know that he's been against the voter integrity movement, against the 3 November movement, and he went and lied on 60 Minutes and said, oh, we're just like Katie Hobbs in Arizona. Raffensperger said, oh, we've got no problems in Georgia. Wrong. That's a lie. The key there is that lawsuit where the seemingly one of the few honest judges in America on this issue, he's allowed for the drive to unseal the 140,000 absentee ballots in Fulton County to continue. The next ruling on that will be in September. There's been 5 rulings in a row that have been positive for, again, the push to unseal those ballots. So we've got to stay patient. We've got to stay focused. Got to stay strong. But Georgia is looking very positive right now because, again, the next decision is in front of the same judge that's been very favorable to the 3 November movement because he's favorable to the Constitution. He knows that it is vital for the survival of our country to have free, fair, and honest elections, and the one in 2020 sure wasn't. So that's Georgia. And then Pennsylvania is next. And I've spoken very frankly here about Pennsylvania. Let me be even more frank. The chairman of the Pennsylvania GOP is a man named Lawrence Tabus. The Pennsylvania GOP has been fundraising on voter integrity and election integrity and against election fraud. But behind the scenes, Tabus, Jake Corman, the state Senate president, Kim Ward, and the Senate Majority Leader, and others are pushing, all Republicans are pushing against, the subpoenas to Philadelphia, Tioga, and York counties for violating Senator Mastriano's letter requesting full forensic investigations into their elections. So Larry Tabus, if you took money from people promising election integrity, promising to get to the bottom of 2020, and now are working against it, you're committing a crime and you better return that money. And for the patriots of Pennsylvania, we always say color within the lines, but here's a phone number for you. This is Larry Tabus's office, 215-665-3158. 215, let's get it up in the chat, 215-665-3158. That's the Pennsylvania GOP. Its chairman is Larry Tabus. Tabus, Jake Corman, and others in Pennsylvania who are pushing against the subpoenas, prepare for your political careers to be over unless you smarten up.
And let me, the audience is already blowing up. Why are the Republicans out fundraising and they're raising unbelievable amounts of money?
Unbelievable.
Talking about it, voter integrity, but they don't want to get down to the receipts and the hard pick and shovel work of getting to the bottom of 3 November, and particularly enforcing subpoenas. We understand that it was the enforcement of subpoenas in Arizona. It's the enforcement of subpoenas in Georgia that have gotten us the receipts that we've gotten to date, or about to get the receipts. And the reason is the Democrats understand they didn't get 81 million votes. If they thought they had the votes, they'd rub your nose in it. They'd bring it over right there and say, okay, we want to shut up. Trump is so obnoxious, and his followers are even more obnoxious, right? So we want to shut up Bannon. We want to shut up Boris Epstein. We want to shut up
all these clowns.
All these clowns, they want to shut up all the deplorables. We're tired of your whining. We're tired of your Facebook posts. We're tired of your videos. We're tired of Seth Kestrel. We don't like Dave Clements. You're all a bunch of morons. Here's the receipts, and rub your nose in it every night on MSNBC. All they do is fight and fight and fight in court and court. You got Shapiro up there petrified. That is he ain't the governor when these receipts come out. He knows that. He knows that. Okay? He understands that. Why are Tabus, Jake Corman, and Jake's done the right thing in the past. It's his letter that kind of triggered what should have happened on the 6th of January. It was his letter to McConnell and these guys saying, hey, we need this. We need you to send the electors back. We need the process. We need 10 days to get to the kind of the bottom of what went on here because we think the process was illegitimate. Okay. Why are Tabus and these guys now raising money off the unsuspecting Republican supporters and Trump supporters, yet behind the scenes saying, no. The media is going to call us racist. The media is going to call us nativists. Right. The media is going to say bad things about us. Why is this happening, Boris?
Typical rhino establishment crap. That's why it's happening. It's happening for the same reason that the Republican Party has been losing election after election after election, except for the 2010 election with the Tea Party and the historic 2016 election with President Trump and the MAGA movement. These rhino Republicans don't know how to win. They don't know how to do the right thing. They don't know how to fight back. They'd rather sit back, have a scotch and a cigar, and let it all go because their livelihood doesn't depend on it. Well, the time is now, and that sort of grift ends now. It ends now. We will not allow for it to happen. Let's get that phone number up on the chat. Let's get it up on the screen. Yeah. People, call Larry Tabus' office. Call Jake Corman's office. Let your voices be heard. Always with color within the lines. But let your voices be heard that you demand those subpoenas be dropped immediately.
Okay, I can't, real quickly, we only got a minute. The president could not send a stronger message and have Liz Harrington, the great Liz Harrington, right, from his staff, his communication. She schleps down to Gettysburg, and she's one of the speakers with Colonel Wendy Rogers and Doug Mastriano.
Crushed.
She's on the stage giving a fire-breathing speech. Don't they get it that the president's sitting there going, I think you guys ought to focus on this? Boris, give us 30 seconds on it.
No doubt about it. The MAGA movement under the leadership of President Trump is fully focused on Pennsylvania, on Georgia, on Arizona, where the right thing is being done, Wisconsin, where subpoenas have gone out, and the audit will start in September. The folks of Pennsylvania, Larry Tabus, Jake Corman, and others who are fighting against this are doing this at their own political peril because all of MAGA, again, under the leadership of President Trump, you and I have talked about maybe going out there, doing a potential show out in Jake Corman's district. Corman, I'm sure you'd love to see us in your backyard. We are all focused on this. And if Corman and the others do not do the right thing, their political careers are over. And I've listed some ideas for Corman, and he can go out and be a lawyer. Yep. He can go work at Pat's and Geno's in Philly. He can go be at, you know, work at the Philly Stadium, whatever he wants to do. But he will not be a politician in Pennsylvania anymore if he doesn't drop those subpoenas.
Okay, there we got it. So we are we're going to end this episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you are ready to stand up for truth. That is the key. Stand up for truth. We are actually, I had a lot of trouble with this episode. It's crazy. I do this all the time, and I had really a lot of struggles. So please share. Please go to our website again. Go to our website. Let me go through this real quick. Go to our website, jjmediaonline.net/realnews. You can go to our video cast platforms. There's Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey. You can click right on there. We're going to be putting more up. Also, the social media. go to Getter, Telegram, CloudHub, MeWe, and Gab. Those are where I am. It's either James Powell or Real Time News, one of the two. Please follow us on there. I'm going to start trying to drop these on all those platforms and upload it. So we thank you for joining us, and we trust that you have a great day, and asking that God richly bless you. We'll catch you on our next episode of Real Time News.